Boy, the month of March is almost gone. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here. Glad that you've spent another month out of the third month of the year now. Kim said the other day about the year being 25% gone or something like that. So, wow, kind of crazy to think about it that way.
No kidding.
But you still have time to go to visitvalentine.org and discover the hidden gems of the Sand Hills. They've got some new things going on there. So if you've been thinking about hitting that button, well, go ahead and do that. Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to spend a little vacation time right here in the heart of the Sand Hills and the heart city of Valentine, Nebraska area. Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board, visitvalentine.org is where it all starts.
And before we get started with lots of good stuff, let me tell you about Tri-State Livestock News. They have local, national, international livestock industry news. They have you covered. It's timely, comes out quickly, and it is filled with information that you are looking for. There's stories, sale reports, updates, so many things. Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com. It's what ranchers read.
Do you already have something picked out for the good stuff today?
I do.
Well, let's hear it.
So this is from Kelly Thompson. The cowboy came in today and placed this ad before me. Could you print it today? He was desperate, I could see. I read the ad. It wasn't your typical kind. He was seeking a female, but one that might be hard to find. So I pieced together his scratchy words, the ones that I could read. After putting it together, this is what the cowboy would need. One white female, better young than old, someone who was tough, could handle the heat and cold. Not too short, she needed to have some height. A lady who liked to go out and check heifers at night. She couldn't be fat, he wanted her on the skinny side. Handle a horse, 'cause all day she would have to ride. He wanted one who could cook and clean, put up with his cowboy buddies when they got drunk and mean. She needed to drive a tractor and cake cows alone, 'cause all morning he would need to be at the telephone. Her family needed to have a lot of money just in case he couldn't make his payments and the bank took the place. She would get to go to town once every other week so she could get groceries and supplies because he would need some sleep. She needed to enjoy rubbing his back, be able to tolerate his cussing and verbal attacks. He ended with this, P.S. The pay won't be real good, but once a month I tell you I love you and let you take yourself on a date. I sat in awe as I finished printing this cowboy's ad. I had to laugh, but actually it was kind of sad. Does he really think any woman would respond? Because he didn't mention anything about wanting a blonde.
Oh, well, how about that?
Oh, very cute.
So two guys stop into an English pub for a drink. They called the proprietor over and asked him to settle an argument. Are there 2 pints in a quart or 4? Asked one. There'd be 2 pints in a quart, confirmed the proprietor. They moved back along the bar, and soon the barmaid asked for their order. 2 pints, please, miss, and the bartender offered to buy them for us. And the barmaid doubted that her boss would be so generous, so one of the fellows called out to the proprietor at the other end of the bar. You did say 2 pints, didn't you? That's right, he called back. 2 pints. Boy, those must have been cowboys.
Yes,
I think so.
They
figured that one out. All right. So a pessimist sees a dark tunnel. An optimist sees light at the end of the tunnel. A realist sees a freight train. The train conductor sees 3 idiots standing on the railroad track.
Oh, that's bad.
Do you have something else for us?
A society grows great when old men plant trees whose shade they know they shall never sit under.
Oh, that's pretty good, too.
That's what I thought.
All right, so let's end it with this one. When I worked in the post office, a lady barged in and started complaining that she'd got home to find a note from the postman. He tried to deliver the package, but nobody was in. My husband was home all day, she fumed. After I gave her the package, she said, "Oh, I'm so excited. It's my husband's new hearing aids."
My son, I can't believe you were alive at the same time as Picasso. Me? Oh my gee, how old do you think I am? I was definitely not alive when Picasso was around. My son says, Picasso died in 1973.
Yeah, you always think about him being like a Renaissance artist or something. If you have something to share on the good stuff, by all means, jot it down, copy and paste it, whatever it might be. If it's an original, hey, make sure you include the author if you know who it is. Send it to KimHBurge@gmail.com and keep listening to the good stuff.